Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
All right, so could a daily aspirin be a cancer prevention strategy? You know, cancer is one of the most feared words in the English language, and there's a lot of really good research that's showing that daily aspirin users have a significant reduction in the risk of many, many cancers. So that's what we're going to talk about first today. You know, what I want to do is talk a little bit about the history of aspirin, right? And then I want to get into the proof for how aspirin could prevent cancer. And then I'm going to give you my Healthy Talk cancer prevention protocol. So let's go into the history a little bit. I like medical anthropology. Maybe that's a book I could write or something, because I find the history of some of the plant-based medicines especially very interesting. So let's talk about aspirin and how it fits into history. About 460 BC, well, maybe 400 BC, something like that, there was a guy named Dr. Hippocrates. Have you heard of him before? I'm sure you have. And he has records of pain relief treatments. And in particular, there's a group of writings that he has where he took powder from the bark and leaves of the willow tree. And he made kind of like a mesh or a paste maybe out of it, and would put that on sores, open sores for people. He started to discover that if they ingested that could also help with a lot of pain as well. And that's really where aspirin got its start, way back at about 1450 BC or so. Now, let's fast forward to 1828, where Dr. Buckner, from the professor of pharmacy at the University of Munich, he finally wanted to discover what really was it in willow tree bark that was providing the pain relief. Because from about Dr. Hippocrates' time to Dr. Buckner's time, people were using willow tree, specifically the bark, with a lot of success in controlling pain. So he's like, wait, well, what is it? What's the chemical inside there that is definitely causing the issue? So he wanted to check that out, and he discovered that the compound was called salicylin. Now, this was then used in a kind of like a powdered form, but it was really hard in the stomach until it was buffered by Bayer in about 1950. And as we know today, it has all kinds of uses. You know, people are going to use it for everyday muscle aches and pains. Most of us, as we get older, have used aspirin. But here's the question. Could a daily baby aspirin have benefits for preventing cancer? So that's what we want to talk about today. So let me just start by giving you what really is amazing, a list, just a simple list of all the different cancers that were put together by this group. They published their report in Oncology Reports in 2005. So they looked at all these different population studies going on where aspirin was either used directly or done in survey-type forms. And what they did is they discovered that for colon cancer, aspirin could decrease the risk by about 63%. Breast cancer, aspirin therapy decreased the risk about 39%. For lung cancer, it was about a 36% reduction. For prostate cancer, about a 39% reduction. For stomach cancer, 62% reduction. And then ovarian cancer, 47%. I mean, that's pretty impressive. And that's in a peer-reviewed report, Oncology Reports 2005. So how did all this get started? I mean, where did people start thinking, where did the researchers start to wonder, is aspirin potentially something we could use to prevent cancer? Where did all this start? Well, you have to understand this enzyme in your body called cyclooxygenase. This is an enzyme that produces powerful inflammatory proteins in the body. And so they started looking at this enzyme and thought to themselves, is there a connection between certain cancers expressing this enzyme, driving up inflammation, and leading to cancer development and growth? Now, when you eat food, certain foods like animal proteins, white meat, red meat, they all have this compound called arachidonic acid. When you ingest this, it actually will turn into these powerful inflammatory proteins like prostaglandins and thromboxanes. And it all goes through this cyclooxygenase enzyme. So the theory is that cancer tissues are expressing this enzyme. And it's leading to a faster progression and development of cancers. So that's kind of where the connection comes. As a matter of fact, let me just give you a few cancers and statistics here. The levels of cyclooxygenase in pancreatic cancer cells is 60 times greater than in normal pancreatic cells. The levels of cyclooxygenase or COX enzyme in head and neck cancers is 150 times higher compared to tissues from healthy persons. I mean, it goes on. Patients whose cancers tested positive for COX or cyclooxygenase had a 311% greater risk of death compared to the group whose cancers did not have cyclooxygenase. Women with breast cancer who took COX inhibitors, for instance, like we're going to get into that aspirin, for at least 6 months after their diagnosis were 80% less likely to have metastases, specifically to the bones. So how is this happening? So what's the connection then? What is this enzyme called COX? What is it doing inside the cancer? Well, we know that it drives the inflammatory proteins and increases inflammation. But what is there something else going on? Well, research has shown that cyclooxygenase, this enzyme, can actually fuel cancer growth by stimulating the formation of new bone vessels that blood vessels that feed the tumor. So as a tumor begins to develop, it grows so fast that if it doesn't have a nice blood supply, it'll grow itself out. It'll actually die off. So in order to overcome that, it develops brand new blood vessels. Well, guess what? It does that possibly, potentially, through cyclooxygenase, that enzyme that aspirin inhibits. So maybe there is the connection. So here was a study in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. This was in 2010. They looked at over 4,000 women with breast cancer, okay? And they were studied for their aspirin intake. Those who took aspirin for at least 1 year had a 71% decreased risk of death compared to those that didn't take aspirin. So it's not only in the prevention, it also looks like it can improve survival. So here we have something that is probably in your cabinet that was shown. You go back to that list I did at the beginning, right? That whole list of cancers, colon cancer, stomach cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer. Not only is it decreasing significantly the development of those cancers, it's also increasing survival here in breast cancer. And they only took 81 milligrams a day. That's the baby aspirin. As a matter of fact, the conclusion of the authors was that taking aspirin may become a simple, low-cost, and safe tool to help women with breast cancer live longer, healthier lives. We like that. We like the way that that author concluded that study. But it doesn't end there. There's another one for colon cancer. This was out of JAMA. Again, these are nice peer-reviewed journals. JAMA reported that those with colon cancer who started using aspirin after their cancer diagnosis had a 47% reduced risk of death from the cancer itself. And then those whose cancers expressed the enzyme, the COX enzyme, had a dramatic 61% decreased risk of death from colon cancer overall. So this is pretty powerful information with aspirin. So what's my Healthy Talk cancer prevention protocol? Eat 7 to 9 servings of dark leafy vegetables and fruits every day. That's more than what the government tells you. Have a daily serving of cruciferous vegetables. Make sure you get a high level of those nice omega-3 fats, right, from fish, seeds, nuts. Nothing processed, and then maybe consider aspirin therapy. But talk to your doctor first. Wow, aspirin, prevention and improving survival for cancer. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.